Good morning, this is Marco with Top Threat Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, March 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 10 and 3 quarter cents at 743 and a quarter, May wheat down 40 and a quarter cents at 1062, and May beans down 20 cents at 1690 and a quarter. We did have some sales here, 132 old crop beans to China, 77 old crop beans to unknown, and 50,000 metric tons of new crop to unknown. Crude oil is down sharply here. It's down $7 a barrel. That's pushed the commodity prices down lower around the world. We've got the dollar up almost 50 ticks here. We're back up to 99.34. Strong price there. Metals are lower, so it's kind of a risk-off kind of day, at least to start the day out here. I think, you know, the crude oil is lower. It looks like Russia wants out of this war, and it looks like they're going to float the idea of giving them the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. I don't know if the world's going to go for that, but it may be a solution to the ongoing just horrendous conditions that are occurring in Ukraine. Apparently, they're talking in Turkey today, so we'll see if anything comes out of those talks. But Russia is just getting kicked from one end of the country to the other. They're fighting World War II style tactics with tanks in an environment with drones and anti-tank missiles. It just isn't working for them. So I think they've got a big problem, and I think they want out. They just don't want to get out without claiming some kind of victory out here. The weather looks pretty good. It's going to be cold here this week, but next week it looks to warm up a bit. We're still about 2 weeks away from optimal planting times for corn, so I don't see any real problems there. We've got the report on Thursday. We're obviously looking for less corn acres, more bean acres. Stocks, they're looking for higher corn stocks than a year ago, higher bean stocks than a year ago, but a little bit lower wheat stocks than a year ago. So, you know, nobody's really talking much about the stocks, but that could have an impact here as well. Funds are heavily long corn, beans, pretty long oil and meal. They're only long about 13,000 contracts of wheat. So, you know, I think that, you know, the funds want out. There's a long way down in this corn market. Let's see what else. We'll get crop ratings tonight on the wheat. They should be improved over last week with the rains that they've had out here. And I think overall these crops should be in fairly good shape pretty much around the world. Looking at the worldwide situations and the maps, we really don't see too many problems out there. So that's helpful. There's also talk that Ukraine's going to plant at least 50% of their crops this year, which is a lot better than what they thought 2 or 3 weeks ago when they expected it to be zero. They still have the infrastructure problems out there, but hopefully they can overcome some of that. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.